other things you guys were talking about was the size of the vaults. If you take a look, they give you the depth of the vaults, I think being 8 feet, but they don't give you any widths or lengths. Just remember, take a look at the size of these cables. They're 5-inch cables. They do not bend easy. They have to be able to get them in there and be able to physically make a splice in there with people in there. So these vaults are not going to be small chambers. That's something you should take a look at. And also take a look at the location of them. You're also assuming that these power lines are going to run in your streets. There's no guarantee, they're looking at the public right away. Some of the areas, they may be looking at going right through somebody's front yard. There's nothing saying it's going to go down the middle of your street. It can be right at your mailbox. It can be any place in that area. Until they come in with more specific plans. And again, everybody's afraid of the EMFs and everything else from the overhead lines. I know they're saying that they have shielding and this, that, and everything else, but also, how is your water table up here? If you have a high water, you can have great cables, but they remain buried and saturated, how long before that cable is going to be compromised? They're also looking at waiving a lot of your local village codes, the size of buildings, whether your inspectors can actually check what they're doing, hours of operation. They're looking at the Public Service Commission to basically give them a waiver of the local registration.